Start over.
Hey.
Welcome back.
There's still some of us that decided to hang on, it looks like.
So glad you did.
Any questions? Or any more questions? You're bringing Tim up to speak.
Tim, are you with us? Councilor Askew?
Yeah. Yes.
We're working on resolution R802, which is your agenda item B3. Actually, we covered B2. B3, the Dodge Durango fleet vehicle lease payoff.
Okay.
Okay. And we've got a briefing from the chief already, and we're ready for any questions or concerns in relation to this resolution before we take a vote. Do you have any questions at this time, Councillor Askew?
No, I don't.
Councillors, any? No? Okay, then I'm ready for a motion.
I make a motion we approve resolution number R802, a resolution authorizing the chief of police to pay off the lease on the 2020 Dodge Durango with a transfer of $20,000 from the general fund reserve for contingency.
Hadeen, second.
Thank you, vote please.
Corrigan, aye.
Buchari, aye.
Potter, aye.
Hadeen, aye.
Askew, aye.
Thank you. B3 is Yamhill Police Department R802, 2020 Dodge Durango fleet vehicle lease. Nope, just did that one. Okay, number 4, 2023 Yamhill Police Department. Number 4, Yamhill Police Department Reserve Police Officer Hiring Pool. I'm ready when you are.
Break it out?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've been working through the process. We have currently, with her earlier, and I appreciate immensely Officer Livingston picking up a lot of the slack and working a lot of hours. And he's been doing an excellent job. And he needs some help because he's it right now that's filling in. So we've had an open application process for the reserves, and he's currently been going through the interview process, and I'll be meeting next week with the two applicants that we have that we're processing through, and so the one that I met with has been issued the background packets. We're going to start that, and the other one that I'm meeting with next week, for depending on the interview that I have with them, could potentially be issued the background packet as well. And so we're looking at pushing through two that will go through. Both will require the full academy that's required and the higher passing. So it's expensive. It's not just like we can go pick somebody and bring them aboard. It's 3, 4, 5, 6 month process.
So the next step is final interview?
Yeah, the next step is the second candidate is having an interview with me, and depending on how that goes, issuing a background packet, so they'll both be going to the background.
Okay.
And then after the background is done, it'll be a reserve, so they're volunteers, but what would be referenced as a conditional offer, depending on the processes from there, which requires them to go through and have a physical done and a psychological evaluation done and some provisions.
Okay.
So that's moving forward.
Good. Does the city provide for their testing, their training? Because they are volunteer, well, so we're not paying them. But do we provide their training?
I just need clarification. So that the testing for the hiring process, but then there's also all of the training requirements. And there's two different academies, and it depends on the academy, but the Washington County Sheriff's Office host a reserve academy that is at no cost to the city.
Nice.
And then there's another one that is a minimal cost. Washington County was hitting me up extensively within the last few months. They wanted to get their students in there. So they push out their batteries occasionally and it's at no expense to the city.
That's excellent. Wow. Wonder how they do that.
Over 300 hours of training. Yeah, but it's spread out for 6 or 7 months, depending on what academy they attend.
That's a pretty serious volunteer commitment. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And we have two candidates that are fine in the final?
Yes, two.
Two. Wonderful. Thank you. That's exciting. And you don't need anything on this particular project, correct?
Just notification again that that's what we're doing.
Perfect. All right. C, consider adopting resolution number R801, resolution authorizing chief. Didn't we just do that?
Mm-hmm.
Chief of police to surplus. Adopting resolution R02, we did that one. Project initiative sheet for the, that's a whole different thing. All right, we're moving on to E, project initiation sheets for the public works department. Project one is replace siding on public works building.
Well, as you can see in your guys' paperwork that sits in front of you, we completed that project on the 12th of last month. We had a very talented staff member that was willing to come in there and do the front face of that building. So that's completed with all the new siding. Waterproofing, building was good in reference to what Jay said. And now we're just kind of working on the interior as far as getting our lab kind of updated and things of that nature so we have better facility to work in.
Nice.
Yep.
Have we worked out the cleaning and the water?
Yep, we have Ken Soap and.
It was awesome.
Yeah, lady that we have on contract.
Just going to go in and take care of some of
it. Starting this Friday. So.
Excellent. Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. And you got a water tank down there, so you got fresh water now.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect. So, and are they going to be delivering directly to you, or are they? Good. Okay.
Somehow, some way that communication there was kind of broken at some point. But
Yeah,
that's all clarified. And now I'm really happy with the face of the building now. And all of our buildings, all of our outbuildings are public works. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I was there and met with your staff person who was doing the work on it. He's really doing an exceptional job.
Yes.
He's very talented. He's got a good carpentry skills and got a good eye for stuff and the details. He's very detail oriented.
Great hire. I think he can kind of take the load, off my burden, my shoulders as far as the facilities and really upgrade them. And he's resourceful. That's what I like. It isn't so much. Let me go get the card and go put it on the charge card. He has enough contacts within contractors in this local area that, he'll get their seconds, of extra paint, stain, wood, material. He's going to get hired.
And so I want to call it the pump building, the small little building that you guys did first.
Yeah.
There is a big beam or big board that he used for a base. Can you tell me, for the record, what about that? He gave me the story about it, and it's not coming at me at the
moment. Years ago when we cleared that 60 acres that John referred to, some of that material there, some of that lumber was salvaged for some of the projects around town. A being our restrooms at the city park, at Beulah Park. With that said, there was a lot of material left over that we can't use on other facilities. So we have quite a stockpile of material there that we can use on some of our outbuildings within, public works and other domains that the city owns. So it's been a great resource to have, and it's a great product, and it's A1 grade material. So
yeah, he said it was old growth and it was solid.
It's
a high cost.
Very, very high cost
that we were able to utilize and really not just build and support, but beautify.
Yeah. Yeah. Great word.
He's really gone above and beyond. And I want to encourage all the counselors to take an opportunity to walk down and check out the building and what he's done. It's really showing.
And yeah, I mean, like Mayor Potter said, I encourage people to get to know him, get to meet him. Josh Johnson's his name. He's part of this community. Years ago, he lives outside of Gaston, and yeah, and he's already got other projects reeling. I mean, he's off and running. So great asset.
Very good. Any questions from council?
No.
Anything more, Jason?
Not in regards to that, ma'am.
Project two, Public Works, Camstrup water meter replacement. That's a biggie.
That is a biggie.
Hit us with it.
So I'll kind of start with the history. I think I'd like to start there. Well, let me back up. First of all, I want to say thanks to not only Ross Schultz, Graven, Kim. I mean, they were big players in this project I tried to put together for you guys. With that said, I'll go into the history of our old meters. So we have meters that are dated 30 to 40 years old. With that said, bring you to present, our capturability is off with those meters just due to age. So when I say that, the meters we currently have in our system are not capturing low flow. So, you know, as far as turning on your sink to do a handful of dishes, these meters that we currently have are not capturing some of that flow. So that is lost revenue, which could be in return put into CIP projects, infrastructure of all sorts. The labor that goes into reading these meters, not only from a public work standpoint, but with our utility billing clerk, I mean, we're looking roughly at 40 hours. Time that could be spent in the field, time that could be spent on, you know, high priority admin stuff. We're really bogged down with inadequate meters at this point. So what we'd like to do, or what I'm proposing to do here, is with Ross Schultz's kind of guidance with this, there is enough funding, and I would like to install all new meters. That would be 500 meters in town. That would cover all the residents, because we already have 114 in place. Myself, I did our due diligence. As you can see in your paperwork, there's a reference letter from the city of Amity that did the same thing from their city manager. I went out and got the three quotes. Ultimately, Camstrup gave us a product that we already have in play, so to speak, kind of standardized throughout the community. There's a 20-year warranty with these meters, I like to express. So anything goes wrong with these meters, Camstrup or Correct Equipment would replace these meters. I think the greatest asset in all this is not only will they pay for themselves probably in 2 to 5 years, it's the collected revenue that we'll gain from it and will continue to gain. This is kind of, you know, a ground level project that's probably been needed for the last 10, 15 years. So, you know, it was a real blessing that, you know, we have the financial means to make this happen. Is Tim Owens online?
Just checking to see if he's. I've been checking my whole thing and I haven't seen him, and I resent his invite and verified that I had a correct email address and everything. So I'm sorry.
Also, I'm just, you know, not only is the product a phenomenal product, I mean, with these meters installed, we'd only be looking at probably a half an hour to an hour of labor. Mm-hmm. From an admin standpoint, she wouldn't have to physically look at each reading to see if there's any kind of water loss or, you know, on our end or their end. It kind of just speeds up the whole process. gives us kind of a base level to start building up our revenue to, and I know I've already said this, but to really kind of look at attacking our CIP list, kind of starts us, gives us that foundation that we're trying to build off of. And it's a win for the community in regards to the leak detection aspect, because with our hardware that's already built into our system now with those other 114 meters that we have currently online, if something goes awry as far as over usage, under usage, then we can react to be more responsive to possible leak detection. So, if you guys have any questions for me, feel free.
How long will these meters last us? What's their lifeline?
They're a 20-year warranty, so I would say a 20-year lifespan.
And the maintenance and repair when meters don't work?
They would cover that because they come in warranty.
So the company that we're contracting with?
Yeah. And there's a, also they would be installing for $116,000. That's what we're looking at. All said and done.
Including installation.
Including installation.
That number that you shows that's everything. That's yeah. Out. Yeah. Okay.
One bonus to this is through legal, I did find out that it is SDC fundable up to a certain point. We have $16,600 of SDC for this project. So that was kind of a financial relief on our end.
Paying for a portion of it.
Right.
Will these same meters go in the new subdivision?
Yep. And these same meters are already in the current new subdivision, Yamhill Estates.
And then is the reader part of the warranty?
Yes.
Okay. So that won't go out. Okay.
Yep.
Because if you don't have that, it doesn't right. matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So with there again with these meters, we've already installed them in 7 water districts. And those are the larger ones, radio read, and the capturability is skyrocketing. I mean, people are actually...
The actual water used
yep.
is actually being
yes,
paid for.
Yes, and you know, and in response to that, we've had really good rapport from outside water districts wanting to install these meters. I mean, last year, West Yamhill put in, I want to say 15, and looking in and putting in another 14. You know, so there might come a point, and I might be getting ahead of myself, but you know, there might be a point where if the whole system, even outside water districts are online, we as a city might look at it saying, okay, let's incorporate our water reading, our meter reading with their system. That way it's universal. I mean, there again, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, just kind of focus on plan A here, but you know, there's a real possibility. So.
And this is, it's already been verified and confirmed. By Ross that the funds are available.
Correct.
And we've actually planned this a while ago, didn't we? Or is this, no.
Once we found the funds were available, it kind of sped the process along okay. exponentially.
It is one of our goals, mm-hmm. yeah.
And just on the note with installation, Tim Owens was telling me 2 to 2.5 weeks and we'd have 500 meters installed. That's how quick that turnover would happen.
How many installed?
500. Yeah.
They said they would have this completed by the end of June, the whole project?
Yeah, it would definitely be done by then. He was looking more so towards like the end of March. So
they do all the installation, all the maintenance.
Mm-hmm. We just
got to collect the data and...
Right. I mean, this is a slam dunk. I mean, quite honestly, I don't want to get over exuberant, but this is.
Yeah, I can see you're excited.
Just it's kind of like going from, I mean, just everything we have in our meter system and in our database and, you know, just the efforts Kim has to put in on a monthly basis in public works. I mean, this is stepping up the mantle. You know, it's moving forward real quick.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. I really just, you know, I hate to use the word revenue a lot, but I'm excited at the fact that once you start capturing that revenue, the city can start kind of building off that foundation and start moving forward with other projects, that low-hanging fruit you talk about in that CIB list. So,
we're getting an exact idea of
exactly
water.
Exactly.
How much we're putting, how much we're creating, and how much we're actually
time savings. And so let's just talk about that, right? I mean, that's massive. I mean,
the money and labor savings.
Right.
Gonna
40 hours on 52 weeks a year. I mean, that's, that adds up. It does.
It does.
So, I also wanted to thank, you know, the Water Advisory Committee for this, you know, as far as just supporting it. So. And you guys can see some of the other bids. You know, we looked at Core Main. It was like 200 and... It's in your packet, but it was around 265. So, I mean, we're really getting best bang for our buck, I believe, and standardizing the whole system.
On the contractor you chose, did you get any reference from them?
Yeah, the city of Amity.
Amity?
Mm-hmm. You guys should have that.
Councillor Askey, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Councillors? Everything's been answered for me. Thank you.
We have a resolution number 803 to consider.
I make a motion we approve resolution number R803, resolution authorizing the interim city administrator to enter into a contract with Correct Equipment for the replacement of the city of Yamhill's residential water meters.
Hadeen, second.
Vote, please.
Corrigan, aye.
Echaria.
Potter, aye.
Hadeen, aye.
Askey, aye.
Thank you, Jason.
No, thank you, guys.
You brought it to the table.
Like I said, I mean, thank everybody for the support. Honestly, like, it was big. It really meant a lot in this process. It's like holding my hand, but we got there. Thanks.
I'm grateful you brought it to the table. It gives the council opportunity to see these big projects happening and being a part of it. And that's awesome. Thank you for bringing it to the table. Thank you for providing all the data information and backup. That also just gives us a great clarity on the project that you're performing.
Awesome.
Obviously, you're putting a lot of time and effort into it.
It's fulfilling.
Fulfilling. That's a good word. I like it. All right, we considered a replacement of the city of Yamhill's residential water meters. We did that one. Okay, G, donation requests. We do receive donation requests regularly from nonprofit agencies that support the residents of the city of Yamhill. One of our requests was from Shehalem Youth and Family Services. One of our requests from Homeward Bound Pets at the Humane Society. Another one was from Yamhill Carlton Together Cares. And I know we've received other ones throughout the year. Our budget season is coming up and we need to kind of define what areas we can and what areas we choose to support. So my question to council, do you want to define that now or do you want to request the budget committee address these and the who's and the how muches?
I'd like to look at it as a budget committee.
I agree.
Okay. Councillor Askey, you too? Okay.
Yeah.
So I propose and we will move forward with moving this to the budget committee conversation on what agencies we will be able to support and how much we'll be able to support them. Sharon, was that?
The community support.
For going to the budget committee?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You did not make a formal motion, correct?
No, did not make a formal motion. Do I need to?
I was just making sure I had all the information.
Yeah. No formal motion. We just a consensus. Mm-hmm. And so that is going to budget. All right, consent agenda, financial statements.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
That's okay.
Comment, and I don't know, Chief Graven, did you want to address this or would you like me to
were beeping in my ear. Sorry, the battery's dying. I couldn't hear. I heard my name. You all want me to what?
Would you like me to address the financial statements, or would you like to address that?
Sure. Yeah,
I could have to do that. Okay. Statement was not included as the incorporation from AccuData, our payroll provider, has not been provided yet. We're needing an export file to import into our accounting software. And so, as I had stated earlier, we held back the financial statement because it would reflect currently what is going on. If council would like me to, I can produce a financial statement. It will not reflect the payroll that has been paid out since January of 2020. That's when we switched over to the new payroll provider. I did consult with Chief Graven as my supervisor and asked him if I should attempt to put this information in manually. And he said that I should wait until we have those files from AccuData to prevent any kind of manual entry errors.
And when do you anticipate receiving this information?
I requested it from them by this payroll, which is 210, as was requested by Chief Graven, the interim city.
So Friday, you anticipate receiving this information?
That's when we asked it to be done.
Okay.
I've given them several emails with several items that they've requested, and they did not respond when I asked them to have it provided by 210.
Okay.
I can email them and ask them to confirm that or explain it.
When you receive it on 210 or before, will you share it with the council for review only?
You want the export file that I'm going to receive?
No, that what you would normally provide in the packet, provide that.
Okay.
And for the council's review only.
Okay.
And then, but bring it formally to the council at next council meeting.
Okay.
And we'll do both. We'll do two at that time.
Okay.
But I do think we need to know that it's been received and that we can have reviewed it.
You want to receive it before or after?
When you present the next consent agenda. Isn't that what you're saying?
No.
Before you want
to. So we're anticipating receiving it on Friday. I would like her to prepare a report for the council's review as soon as she receives it.
Okay.
So that we know, number one, it's been received. And number two, we're reviewing it before next month. So if there's anything that needs to be addressed prior to next month, it's being addressed.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that it wasn't included in the packet. Would you like me to withdraw my motion?
For the consent agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, would you please?
Yes, I withdraw my motion to approve the consent agenda.
Excellent, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And are you and I clear on sharing on? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the court.
All right, so no consent agenda. All right, department reports, administration. Chief, as the interim city administrator, are you deferring to City Hall? Just sharing?
Well, not deferring, but I expressed to her that her input's important, so whatever she has to say, for her, that'll probably be
Thank you.
Ms. Sharon, am I on?
We've all been working hard, as you've heard, with the project initiation sheets. That's been Kim's focus with the budget and the project initiation sheets and those different things. I completed the 2022 payroll annual report, quarter four report, 1099s and W-2s. So that was a big push to get all that out. There were some things that I had to go through with the consultant for the city with the accounting software. So that was a big effort, and then working through all the several meetings we've had, coordinating all those, and then working through some of the planning items that have come. We've had different applications, so we can see the final review plot for different things, and I've been working closely with one Wendelowski, who's the city planner, on those, and also coordinating the events for the city planning mission meeting next week with the DOCD.
Wonderful.
That's all I can think of.
That's a lot.
I feel like we've been running in administration. So
no, City Hall's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Got a lot of tasks on their plates.
That's all I can think
Thank
of, unless council has any questions about anything.
Council?
No, thank you.
Okay. Police report, Chief Craven.
Thank you. So I wanted to touch base with council and Mayor and see where you guys are at with the recent report that we're doing. The staff reflecting what's going good, what's not going well, are they too expensive, you want more information? How they're going, but they're sent back in you guys, and where you're going, and they're going to go on.
I mean, but they're good.
I think the information is great.
Yes.
I'm concerned that you're burning the candle at one thing. You know what I mean? You're doing pretty big jobs. So that's not that you're not doing either one of them well. That's not my concern. I just don't want you to crash and burn. These are much appreciated.
Good. Okay. I appreciate that. Feedback's important because if there's things that I need to change, there's a learning curve for me too. And I've always burned the candle both ends again and levels.
Yeah, same, but
I wouldn't do this if you do something else, but I wouldn't do it so.
All right. Are you seeing the time of day that he sends out the emails?
Yeah, it's good information, so it's not that I don't want it. It's good information.
I can't fib and say that my emails are hanging up, so I don't get there until 2, 3, 4 in the morning. I sleep when I wake up, but I need to do this, and I'll do this real quick. Or I don't sleep, but I haven't got it yet last night. But.
I think your reports are very helpful. It helps me to stay kind of aware and alert of kind of just the tasks and the things that are going on within the city. And I think that's very valuable. So when they then come to the table here, we all have a good view of the happenings prior to getting to this point, which makes the processes much easier. Mm-hmm. And these particular, these project in what are you calling them? Initiative, project initiatives, that's brilliant and very helpful. Outlining the information and the direction and where we're at and where we're going and giving kind of a summary of the events occurring around it. That's
and if funding's available, I mean, it's very thorough.
It's very thorough.
There's
very
no
thorough.
Questions at the end.
Right.
Got it.
Gravis is doing an awesome job, and I also like those weekly reports because so much communication gets lost from here to next month. So it's just nice to be able to relay that to someone who's getting it to you guys, and you know, you guys are caught up to speed. So yeah, I appreciate it, man. I mean, it's nice. So,
and again, for those out here, that was part of our work session. Also, was having more communication together, and I think it's going to be influential on the decisions that are made.
Mm-hmm.
As the things that are going on, and everybody is in the loop on everything. So I think it's a challenge to do all of the time, but I think it's important to do. And then I think I skipped one because I've had computer issues that I'm not even going to go into right now. But so I appreciate the feedback. We'll continue to do those, and sometimes it'll just might be a little blurps, but sometimes there's things that I think are very important. And it's not only, and so what I do is kind of so you understand is that I meet with them either in person and or get an email just because I'm lazy. I can copy and paste. It's quicker. But in that way, it's documented that way that it's their words and not something I'm making up. I'm learning a lot of cool acronyms working with Jason. So I had no idea what he was talking about before. And I'm like, I knew what that was. Yeah.
It's all right. I think he expressed the same thing about you.
Yeah, so just that in itself is, you know, that's networking, that's teamwork, that's working together. And then everybody being in the loop on what's going on and being here, and it'll streamline a little better so that these meetings will go a lot quicker, I believe. Because we'll be able to go, hey, remember what we talked about, and that's done. And thumbs up and move on to the next
thing. Well, it's on paper. And so like we can just go through, say a notebook and say, yeah, this project has been done. It's, you know, we can check that off and or say, what about, what happened to that one project? And you say, well, it's here and this is what's happening. And I mean, I think it's going to outline the projects because from our point of view, we're giving, we give permission and we give, you know, direction and say, here's a project, go do it. And then we don't really hear much.
Right.
And so you knowing, will. Yeah, that's nice. Huge, huge helpful.
And so there, because I am an overachiever, willingly to admit that. But so, because you can have an agenda item and that's when it comes in, which, okay, why not just do the agenda, the initiative, and everything else? You guys have it all. So these could come in just as an agenda item. Yeah. And then there you go. This is what we're working on. Well, now we're going to be working on this, and now it's a project. So I'm doing all three. Why not?
So it would be three council meetings is all being done at one time.
Correct.
So it's saving awesome. Us 3 months.
That's the overachiever part.
But this, see, that's why it's brilliant.
Yeah, a lot of these things that you see the dates will be pushed out a little bit because they're not things that are going to happen. Like the water meter project, that's awesome. That's moving forward. And that's monumental.
Absolutely.
And Jason's worked very hard on that. But now moving forward with that, it's like, okay, here's this step. So there's a pushed out date on purpose. It could be done before that because I would understand if you didn't mention it, it could be done in a week and a half, right? As soon as they have the product.
Wow.
So,
that was placed on my desk. I wasn't sure if you wanted to address it. Sorry, if you want to mention.
And so the information there about that, yeah, well, thanks. The information there about that, I lost my train of thought.
I know, sorry.
Anyway, really cool. So having that, having all of that there, the thing before that water meter project, because that could be done. Meters are here, they're ready to go, and it's done in 2 weeks. Or oh, we don't have the, as luck has it, or we don't have all these, right. And we don't have all of the tester. You know what I mean?
Well, this was proactive though, so when the time comes, we're ready to go.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And so, I mean, I, in knowing Jason, that's going to be, he's taking that ball and running.
Oh,
he's probably ready to call him and text him.
Let's go.
3:00 in the morning.
But I think it's important. I see a difference already just in that open communication and the dialogue that we're having here and knowing where we're at and where we're going. So what I've done is with that project initiative or with that, the networking that we did and all of the things that we came up with, I'm turning those into project initiatives, working on some of them, working with City Hall staff, working with Jason on them, and then having them own those things. But just be able to outline here's what it is. And then I believe pretty soon with the list that's given, Jason will be, it's like, well, that was cool. Right. I'm going to do this one now.
Yep.
No. And he can own those things. Yeah. So there'll be more of them, but they're things that we, as the, that we did together as the work sessions.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's been great. I mean, Grave has been awesome. And just like I said, it's, I mean, I hate to step in there, but it's, his willingness to want to learn our world is like so accepted and receptory. Like I'll just send him emails about, hey, we're having this meeting, you want to join it? And he's coming, he's being present, you know, and it's nice to have that support and that communication there again and feel like, you know, you're gaining from somebody's tutelage with these resolutions and hey, this is how I do it. It's just, it's a really just uplifting feeling, you know. I mean, for myself, it was kind of like, you know, just getting my feet wet in this world.
Haven't so, really had an inventor.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's been phenomenal.
But you're thinking to include him.
Exactly.
That's the first step.
That just helps that process
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you guys, all teamwork and everything.
It's been good.
Back when?
I know, that's wonderful.
Well, I just want to say, you know, publicly, I appreciate everything that the staff are all doing and how hard that they're working and we're working sure. Things together and there's a buy-in on it in my opinion. Everyone's excited to do it.
Good.
And what's good also is that they aren't afraid to say, I don't know if this is a good idea, but let's move forward with it and see how mm-hmm. it goes. So, things. So.
Well, I just want you to know I really appreciate your hard work and your leadership.
Thank you.
You're both invaluable to the city, so thank you so much.
Appreciate that. The police department, things are going well. Travis has been going through some more leadership training. He's doing a great job in that aspect. That he's also, through his medical legal death investigator certifications, he's now collaborating with the sheriff's office to be able to go out and to do what's required as part of the training. And once that is signed up by DA Bradbury, then he will be a certified medical legal death investigator.
Wow.
So he's working through that.
He wants to do that.
Not it.
They already did that part. Sorry. Interesting stories. I was on the phone. I also spoke with Kim, which is what I handed you because I apologize, but not that as an excuse. I should have had it done, but I got it there and did it, and then my friend was good. So that's why I'm late. I apologize for everybody coming late.
I know.
So, I was working on some other project initiatives, and this one is a really good project. The ones that I handed, the one I handed to you.
Yeah, but I've mixed them all up. Can you give me a number?
I can give you one because I have two of them now.
You have three of them, maybe four. We've all done it.
So,
bet now, share.
What it kind of coincides, even though there isn't language in here.
Online for
customers. It coincides with the water meter. Yeah. It's another streamlined process that has to do with. So we already have the Muni building, and that's one word I was trying to pepper it and was corrected on that. So it's the Muni billing is the software that we already have. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing with this is it's an option that they have, and there's a pricing there for that. So it's for online payments. So there's people in the community that, and there's been those that have asked, but they just pay online. So there's different resources that are available through this at a very minimal cost, because we, meaning Kim and I, looked at a couple other different places, and one of them was like, well, here's what you get. It's that, no offense, but in my opinion, the salesman approach, because he's like, oh, it's only, $3,000. And then he's like, well, that's just this part. Then it requires to be having this part, and that's another $2,000. So it was up to 50, between $12,000 and $15,000 for these processes. Whereas this one, we already have UniBilling. This will be this paid monthly cost that's integrated into the current program software that we have. And it provides utility billing option of payment online through the different sources there. I can go into it, or if you guys looked at it there, it's a pretty simple one. And the pricing is pretty reasonable. There is an expense as it's put there to the consumer, but if that's their choice to do that, then that's kind of the world that we live in now, where we use credit cards.
Convenient, yeah.
So we're using Muni Billing.
Correct.
And it's $130.80 for a month of service for the online billing.
Yes.
So this would be in addition to what we're already, but it's an additional service, and this is the cost for that additional service.
Correct. This additional service it would be integrated into the existing software that we have. The charge is $130 or annually of $1,569.60 for the option for those to be able to pay online, which will streamline the process without me knowing a lot about the techie world. So in other words, you pay the bill, automatically goes in, and then there would be still less hands-on of someone coming in and handing the bill, or someone calling in and doing the machine.
It's just a matter of accept payment.
Yeah, it's done through the software. Mm-hmm.
$130 a month.
$130.80.
$0.80. I think it's a no-brainer.
Opposed to 2 days ago, $12,000 to $15,000, and loaded up to $18,000.
Wow. Okay. Do you need counsel?
I'm sorry to jump in there. Nobody minds, but the only thing, I fully support this, but I just want to make sure, because in the project description, it's a contract, and here it's coming out of operations and maintenance. I would rather see that come out of contract services than operations and maintenance, just because I don't know, this is just my opinion. I think it'd be just a cleaner process to follow who's in contract services.
Where does the current muni billing for our current service come from?
When I was working on this, Kim was working with Ross, and but I definitively remember the conversation that would be water and sewer operations in the room. And I confirmed that what bird is that way.
So it would come out of water?
Water and sewer operations. In the
room. And I'm sorry, I didn't mishear. Ross recommended that? Or that makes sense to him?
Yeah, they were having a conversation.
Okay.
Regarding prep for tonight. And that's what was said for it to come out. So okay. I don't know if there can be language. I mean, this is what it is.
But so you don't know where the current muni billing comes from?
I do not. I said I asked that, but I don't know that whole. We were all three multitasking.
Okay.
That was what was said, but and what I asked is that where it currently comes out of. I don't know if that language was the community billing with this process or the current community billing.
Well, they should be the same, shouldn't they?
I did ask both. That's okay. What I'm saying. But what I got was the answer for, you said to take it out of this for what this project initiative is.
And what are you saying, Jason?
Just because I like to streamline and kind of mainline like contract services. So, you know, our street sweeping, our Xylem, we deal with Camtronics, Tag, so forth and so on. That comes out of contract services because there's a monthly cost or an expense to that. Where operations and maintenance is our day-to-day reactatory expenses. If you kind of follow me.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, mainline breaks.
I'd rather impress.
We work out of operations and maintenance. So just to see it streamlined with contracts there, so we know that monthly X, Y, and Z is coming out. You know what I mean? AKS is a contract service, so on and so forth.
It's your monthly billing.
Right.
Where
operations and maintenance is more
your operations and
breaks,
your maintenance.
Manhole, you know, gives out I&I issues, so on and so forth. So I love the idea. I love the concept of it. It's just, for me, it's that language there.
Which line item.
Right. Thank you.
But what is nice about that, and just to clarify for Jason and for council, is that when we do these project initiation, these initiatives, when we're doing them, that doesn't mean it has to come out of here.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So that could be.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it does not mean that.
That can just be adjusted.
It can be adjusted.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to slow this down.
I mean, it does make sense what he's saying, I think.
I agree with Jason.
Yeah, possibly. It kind of just depends on what it is. And that's Kim's realm, and she was explaining it to me.
Okay.
Because I did ask why would it come out of here.
Can we run this by Ross and Kim before? I mean, we'll go ahead and discuss it tonight.
Here's what I recommend: is if the council is interested in moving forward with this, then just talk about it. But there does not have to be the language of this is the way it is, and it has to come out of here. And this is what you see. What I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I apologize because if he's saying, hey, this can move forward, we can adjust language later.
Yeah.
We might as well.
Yeah, it's not a matter of just in the language. Even. It can stay this the same, and then when it's going through, what I can do is just update this, that this is where it's coming out of.
From which fund?
And then update it. It's like, because it could say, okay, while you were in a contract, it's like, oh, hey, surprise, thank you, you're a customer now, and our year starts over, it's this much.
Do you have anything that needs a signature tonight, or is there?
I don't believe there's anything for signature on them.
Well, there was on the purchase thingy, but I don't know if that's because it's.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
it says that. This is a quote, so this is not a contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So this is where we'll have to do the signature on that. Has nothing to do with where it's at.
All right. Councillor Askey, do you have any thoughts on the water billing?
I do not.
Councillors?
I do not. Again, I think it's something we talked about. Mm-hmm. And
we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Controls.
Yep. And then we get asked about, I think more and more by the community members is When are we going to start the online bill payments? That's how they pay everything else.
Yeah.
I hope it'll cut down some hours in the office too, taking phone calls. And people don't really like giving their debit card number over the phone a lot of times now. So this will kind of reduce that.
Good thinking. I like it.
All right, consensus?
Consensus.
Oregon, aye.
Yashari, aye.
Potter, aye.
Hadeen, aye.
Askey, aye.
Look forward.
Thank you. Unless anyone has any questions of me, that's open.
Thank you. Great report. What's going on? Mr. Public Works, Mr. Wofford.
Yeah, I guess we'll jump into what John brought up earlier with ODFW, AKS, myself, and our water resource officer are all going to be present this Friday at the intake to do an overview of that project with the logjam and see, you know, what ODFW has to bring to the table as far as fish ladders or fish passage, I should say. So, you know, we're moving forward with that. And, you know, there again, like John Christensen said from AKS, you know, the developer has granted us that money and wants us to utilize it. So, yeah, hopefully this is the final step in making that project happen for the community and for the water plant. We just installed a 3-inch meter on East Yamhill's Water District today. Went fairly smoothly. That's one of those new cam strip. They were only isolated, shut down from water for roughly 2 hours. So it was a pretty quick install in and out. We did that from 10 to noon. Water plant's running great. There again, working with Xylem, they just finished up the backwash pump turbine. So that's going to be being brought to us next week, which was... It was quite a task from just a fabrication implementation of that. It's pretty lengthy. We've worked on this meter project pretty extensively with all of staff. Wastewater, I have a contractor who formally gave me quotes and bids for the manhole rehabilitation that we're trying to do for the I&I. It's pretty good numbers. Just gonna look out, you know, for a couple other contractors, give me some numbers. Do some more smoke testing. We completed that 3,000 linear feet of jet cleaning and CCTV vans. So that was a really nice idea.
Tell us more about that.
So what we did is we picked probably our most problematic areas with our I&I that we've dated and had, you know, kind of stamped into our brains as far as dye testing and previous smoke testing done in 2018. And some I&I work we did in 21, and we wanted to see what damage has been done to those lines and what we can do to fix those lines. So basically, ultimately, we sent a camera down there, a mobile camera that took, you know, 180 degree views of that pipe, those manholes, and so we can report it to DEQ and have it on file, but also give it to the contractor to look at and kind of give us a foresight as far as what the contracts will look like or the projects as far as cost. So some bad lines, but you know, the manholes were in worse condition. We got a lot of I&I. I mean, we got one that roughly has around 15 to 20 gallons a minute of I&I. So it's hard to keep up with. I mean, it's pouring in pretty hard. We're looking at the XIO system that was purchased in 2021, I want to say, getting that installed at Ellie's Garden and just giving us kind of a more of an indicator of what our headworks are doing.
Can you, for say our new council member or anybody, talk about Ellie's Garden? It's kind of been a nemesis for quite some time.
Yeah.
Overall understanding of the situation there.
It gets pretty lengthy, but I'll try to give you a brief overview. So at one point, Ellie's Garden off the end of 2nd Street here, 1st Street, excuse me, was installed by a contractor, pushed upon by the ex-public works director. Ever since that
implementation of that lift station, Ellie's Garden, we call it, has been put in play. It's really been detrimental to our system as far as the alarm system, and it is inadequate. The railing system's inadequate. The INI issues. I mean, that's one of those. It's like 30, 40 gallons a minute. Just the overall system, the overall view of that system could have been the money that was put on the issue that was put on the contractor as far as installing that has done nothing but been detrimental to our wastewater system and just our infrastructure. So now the city's looking at, I mean, at one point, I think they got bids and proposals to rectify that situation, but it was like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So right now we're just trying to mitigate the issues that it continues to give us and fix the INI issues and fix the railing, but it's still a very high price ticket item to get completed. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into this, but just trying to give you an overview here.
It's one of our problem children.
Yeah, maybe not tonight, but at some point, I talked about swinging by. Maybe we could get a look at.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I could.
Because that sounds terrible.
It's horrific.
Like we spent money to make something worse. That's going to cost more money to fix.
I mean, it's already cost.
That's not great.
Yeah, with that XIO system, it was like a $16,000 purchase and $139 a month that has never been implemented. So we can pay for a system that has never been implemented. But overall, I mean, the INI it's an issue, and we're trying to, you know, rectify it once again. But our lagoons this year have probably done better than they've ever done as far as just, you know, pretty much the microbiology behind that's working optimal. I mean, we've been absent of any kind of E. coli or any kind of bacteria that we're currently pumping into the river. So yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I think I've touched on it a lot, you know, with the meter project and, you know, I guess a weekly report. So you guys don't have any questions for me. I know it's kind of scrambled, but.
No, that was great. I will get with you.
Nice.
Lots going on.
Oh, I did want to touch up on one thing. Sharon and I spoke with Shannon, and it's pretty low level right now, but she directed me or gave me some direction if I wanted to accept that direction as far as getting a high level study done on the railroad corridor for the possible tie-in with Hillsborough and Carlton. So I just wanted to make everybody aware that I see Shannon's vision, which is regional water at a very high level. And I think with council's permission, once the raw mercury is freed up and Sharon can, you know, get that money to us with that grant, I'd like to send AKS out there to do that feasibility study on the railroad corridor.
As our intertie.
Yeah, location. And with that said, I talked
to- And not to coming over.
I'm sorry, there's two parts of this. I did speak to John to see if we could do another high level study on the reservoirs and see if there's a better match there one way or the other, just so the city has direction once the time comes, what's the most cost productive and feasible way to tie in for that regional source that we're looking for.
So is Carlton going to tie in the railroad yep. corridor? So you're thinking pony up with him?
Yep.
Either or, which, yeah.
And-
Sure, go ahead.
To go to further that, and I don't know if you want me to share this, but
I don't know.
If we do the railroad tie program, we've got to have a storage location too, and transporting it across over to the other storage tanks doesn't make any sense. So we would probably have to create new storage tanks.
Well,
that are on this side.
I spoke a little too soon when you and I spoke then at that time.
Okay.
It would be tied into our distribution system, and granted, whatever the study says,
okay,
it would just run directly through our distribution system. We wouldn't have to look into
it. We wouldn't have to store it.
No. The one thing, you know, speaking with John, if we're going to go through our distribution system like that, it might become a permanent with the city of Hillsborough.
Okay.
Just because, you know, taking that section of line offline and online, it's not a substantial cost, but you don't want to talk to people about their health, you know, when we're just talking dollars and cents right now.
So. Okay. Will you continue this conversation with the Water Advisory Committee? And so
everybody's... Like I said, it's really low level right now. It's just, okay. I want us to, as a city, be prepared if they're granted any money that we can partner up with them and make this project happen for us also. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the council's already given you permission to work with the city of Carlton to... Mm-hmm.
The funding is the question, you know, if you guys want to go all in high level on the reservoir, or if you want to split that funding and go both directions and get an overview of the corridor and the reservoir.
We would need that study done by AKS before we could do that. Okay. I see where you're going.
Did you want me to provide any additional information on the funding that we discussed, or we're not talking about that at this time?
You could, Shannon. It's up to you.
So, as Shannon was explaining, if we go with the rail corridor connection, it could be explained as a regional project, because we could potentially, and with their tie with the Linville, there could be potential for providing water, you know, from the Linville all the way through the Hillsboro, or vice versa, and for any of the entities in between. And so by checking into that, seeing if it's in the best interest of the city, because we have the city's best interests, if it can be feasible, it would be a really awesome regional project, and we could get a lot of funding backing that project, as it's a regional, and it could be multifunctional, providing resources from multiple entities. If any kind of an entity went down, needed water or anything, we would have that corridor going from the Canoe all the way to Hillsboro connection from Dustin. So that was the funding justification behind that. If we need to, we've got to go up over Mount Richmond, that kind of pulls us out of that regional project, because it's just providing water to the city of Yanhill. But if that's, you know, what we need to do, city of Yanhill is our focus. But the other would probably have more funding backing it.
So what you're saying is, if we do our own inner tie with City of Hillsboro over Mount Richmond to our current storage, then we would be kind of on our own financially.
Yes.
And have to navigate the systems and the grants and all that on our own. And if we partner with Carlton on the railroad inner tie option, then we work as a region and we have access to more funding, more support, more everything.
Yeah. And the reality is like, just to jump in there a little bit, Carlton's ahead of us.
Oh yeah, always.
So we have to, I hate to put this out there, almost bend to what their will is.
Well, we're
but we can, you know, we can explore that. I'm just saying, like Sharon's expressing, from a regional standpoint, not to sound regurgitated, but it's more grand to go out at that aspect. So.
So if we ran the intertie from Hillsboro into McMinnville, in the event that Hillsboro could no longer provide, you could just run it backwards from Mac too, couldn't you?
Right. I mean, to be honest with you, Shay, like that relationship or that conversation with McMinnville hasn't even started, you know, so.
Sure.
But there's the feasibility or the possibility that could be a relationship that could be regional. And I can't speak for McMinnville or Hillsboro, but I imagine that would benefit both of them also, right? So
essentially we'd have an inner tie with McMinnville also.
That's what I talked to Shannon about, and it was kind of low level, like, yes, but we haven't.
Yes, but no.
Right, like we haven't had that discussion yet, so. But there's a possible.
Yeah,
I mean, that's her vision, and that's what I like about it.
There's a vision in place.
There's a vision in place, and I see where she's going with it.
It's the potential to provide back water for those entities. But as he said, there's been no formal discussions. We just had that discussion. And Shannon mentioned that the city of Yanhill is ahead of them as we will be, we've already received a grant to do this. So I guess they haven't had any studies done or anything. They're just, they've only had some initial, from what she expressed, they hadn't had any studies and but they have an initial bill that's being worked on to provide funding for the effort.
Okay.
Very initial, nothing.
Lots coming down the pike.
Yeah, it's just, like I stated, there's a lot of big stuff right now.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a lot to put out there because the items, these ticket items are pretty big. Like, yeah. Water rights currently right now, you know, I know Water Advisory Committee picked a little bit at it, but there's some paperwork that hasn't been done since 2016, you know, that needs to be done to secure our water rights.
Mm. And if we lose the water rights because the paperwork doesn't get done, the consequences are?
You lost your water. So, but you know, it's not one
it'll
of those.
Get done.
It'll get done. But
it'll get done.
It was one of those that got lost in the shovel, and here we are.
Yeah,
it just got brought up. You know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, I was just like, thanks. You know. So, anyways, things are moving forward. Things
now
are good.
Now we know. Now we know.
Yeah.
We can act on what we know now.
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole what intertie thing is going to come down to probably for the council the decision of independently self-sufficient or team player.
Right. And I, you know, I'll give you guys that study once it's completed. Once, okay. You know, the financial means is kind of there to secure those studies, then we'll have two options to lay out and you guys can look at them.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Ride the wave. Anything else to report?
One thing, Mr. Paolo has stepped in to help with some of this grant processing. He got a hold of one of their field ops people from the Wyden office, and they reached out to us just to clarify that he's doing work for the city of Yamhill and what it was in regards to. So he's been active, which is a huge plus. It was nice.
Right.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
So. That's big. We kind of just brought them in under that, you know, public works wing, and we're hoping for big things.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I'm glad he's agreed to support us.
Yeah, he's looked at our CIP list and he's looked at our budget. So he's catching up to speed pretty rapidly. So, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hmm. And did you tell him we're going to be working on the plans, all the city plans would be reviewed? And
I did not express it. We're more or less like, what do you guys want, what do you need, what the projects you're looking at are high level, low level, so on and so forth. So.
Okay. Will you please let him know that the city is working on doing their part of the prep for grants so that the paperwork is there for him when he does do those grants?
Okay. I'll let him know.
We're doing our part to.
Yeah, if you want to send me a formal email, I'll just attach everybody.
That's a good idea. You know, okay.
The language.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much. Great report. What's going on? All right, Mayor and Council, I don't have anything. Where am I? Let me check real quick. Oh, am I supposed to read the 5 P's? What do we want to call this? Rules of decorum?
I mean, that's the final draft.
Is this the final draft, the one
yeah,
I got today?
So if there was any else that had any input, then that would be good.
Council, any additional input on this before I? Read it on the record. Okay, excellent. And for me, just to reiterate, Thursday, February 16th at 5 p.m. at the Larson House will be a public meet and greet for the two city administrator candidates. Can I announce the names? I guess because I'll be meeting them, right? The two final candidates for, I don't know if I can say them.
We'll be announced on Friday.
We'll be announced on Friday. Yeah, all right. And Ross will let me know if I can do that or not. Okay. So show up. You'll find out who they are. I'll find out if we can say, and then we'll post it on online so people know. All right. Rules of decorum. The city council and on Chief Graven's hard back labor has prepared a rules of decorum for city council meetings that we are going to post here in the council chambers for people to have a clear understanding of the requests and the boundaries for proper city council decorum behavior. And we're going to go off the five P's. Purpose. We're here for a purpose. We're going to define that purpose. Planning, preparation, participation, and progress. In partnership with all community members, the City of Yamhill has embraced a vision for productive and inclusive civic conversations. This vision supports a physical and emotional safety for everyone, as well as promoting equality for all people. The City of Yamhill will take steps to uphold this vision as we gather together in civic dialogue to conduct city business. In recognition of the fact that public meetings are a prominent place for the public to share concerns with their governing leaders, the public will have the opportunity to speak at the beginning of the city council meetings. Individual public comments will have the opportunity to speak for 3 minutes, and community groups will have the opportunity to speak for 5 minutes during the public comment time. Rules of decorum. No person or group shall be allowed to engage in unnecessary conversations, make unnecessary noise, engage in disorderly, disruptive, or disturbing behavior, or make personally offensive or slanderous remarks or actions that are boisterous, threatening, or personally abusive in nature, such as, but not limited to, unnecessary hand clapping, stomping of feet, whistling, or use of profane language or obscene gestures, yelling, engaging in violent or distracting action, conducting conduct resulting in the intentional injury of persons, furnishings, or the interior of the council chambers, or similar demonstrations, which conduct substantially interrupts, delays, or disturbs the peace and good of the order. These rules of decorum also apply to those in attendance in a remote setting. After being warned by council, failure to comply to these rules may result in the mayor or a designee asking the non-compliant person to remove themselves from the meeting or end their connection with their attendance in a virtual setting. If the non-compliant person fails to leave as requested, they may be escorted from the meeting or disconnected from their virtual connection at the request of the mayor or designee. Respectfully, Mayor Potter and City Council. So please go ahead and implement and post. Do you need a consensus from the council?
That's entirely your plan.
Let's go ahead. Any discussion on this from council?
No.
Can I get a consensus vote?
Corrigan, aye.
Victoria.
Potter, aye.
Hedin, aye.
Askey, aye.
Thank you. And that's for me. I did want to remind Councillor Corrigan, there was two projects you were interested in. One was the trees and another was something else. Do you want to?
Yes. So the trees, get with this guy. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what we're going to be doing. There's several ideas on watering and different things other communities are doing if we were to put trees into the city. Okay. And then what that looks like. And again, this is at the very, very beginning.
It is. Has been.
Yes. So there's ideas from what other cities have done would tear up sidewalks and plant holes. And that's expensive. And like cement planters for trees are expensive. There's not really a great easy, just throw a trees in thing. Although you would think there would be.
There is one.
Which one?
Remember when Contact came out and visited us?
I was mentioning that to Shay.
That's a big one.
The ones that donated the trees?
The ones that's Well, no, there's the donation, but the program I was sharing about the runoff water going down into a storm drainage, that the trees actually are planted into a storm drainage.
Yeah.
So they're watered by runoff.
Which could be cool.
Well, it's cool because it actually meets our TMDL report.
Okay.
So we can actually get total mercury. So
acts as a filtering system
for our mercury, which ultimately gives us a better quality as far as what's exporting to the creek, our effluent. So there's funding there for it.
So the other thing that you have to look at too is that as these trees become larger and the root systems become bigger, like in McMinnville, like 3rd Street, 4th Street, right? All those sidewalks are now lifting. So talking to the nurseries that I spoke to about these trees, one of the things is, you know, you're looking at, depending on species of tree, it could be from 7, 12, 15 years, you have to remove each tree and put in a new tree, or you will get that sidewalk lifted out. It's probably better not to ruin all the sidewalks.
Yeah.
You know?
But we could create a rotation where each year a tree is replaced.
For sure.
Rotation.
Yeah. Tree flowers. And then I guess the other thing would be is it, would the tree removal process damage that drainage system that you're speaking on?
Well, those wouldn't be removable. The root system actually goes down to your manhole drain.
Okay.
And it's like a hanging roof. They already have it like all specced out and designed. I can give you the tag on it. It's a pretty incredible system. Like, it doesn't have to be removed. It stays in place its lifespan, and it doesn't have that uplifting effect on the sidewalk.
Interesting. Yeah.
Can you provide the contact information?
Yeah. I could.
Yeah. And then I think the other thing that I was working on is we're working on a draft of a letter to ODOT regarding.
Was that it?
That's being worked on right now. Philip Higgins will be involved with that. And then I think there was one more, which was the lights.
Another project.
So yes. It will be by the next council meeting. We'll have
more information
and some details on maybe year round lights for the city.
Year round.
Yes, white lights all year. You can change them whatever color you want.
Changing with color?
Yes.
Tell me more.
So the one we're working up on right now is right. So the ones that we really were liking a lot and about to write the report for cannot be changed to two specific colors.
Wow.
So it could be all one color. So, you know, for St. Patrick's Day, it could be green or what have you. Red, white, and blue was an option. But you can't go like orange and white. I mean, we're orange and black, but we have white trim for the school. So if they were to win,
it would be kind of cool
to show that, right? Like,
that would be fun.
That would be
go Tigers down. So at any rate, we're looking to see if that's a thing anywhere. And it was kind of neat too. They have it would be one controller for the entire town on your cell phone.
That's cool. That's I've never heard of that.
They can be pre-programmed for all year. So you don't have to get up and do it. So 4th of July at midnight, they come on, they stay on that day, and you want them off by the next day, they go back to white. You can have your Christmas lights come on at whatever time of year. They can last that long, and then they just go back to white.
And the cost?
Way less than what we're spending now.
For
owning lights and not being able to change them. And Christmas lights that are just white. And yeah, this would be less money. And we're not talking about some sort of homeowner special. These are C9 commercial quality lights that would just be installed once. Every 4 years, you would have to change the bulbs.
I'm trying not to get too excited.
Yeah, I know, right? I keep waiting for the biggest hiccup too. We're like, what? Like,
but how is this not okay?
Right. So one of the things was, is like every 200 feet, there's another control box. And I was like, oh my God, would it be a separate controller? Like, would you have a box? And it's like, no, you just tie that all together into one, however big your project is. It was kind of cool.
I did update Anita with YDA. I talked to her.
Did she like that?
Yes, she loves the idea, and they're willing to work with us on making Yay.
Yeah, where the plug-in is a controller, so you don't have to connect the lights together and they can read each other. Because I have the app for that. And I have them up at my house all the time, and you can't see them when they're not on.
So we put the police chief in charge of our remote.
Well, it sounds like he could just change our lights if we
did. You do red and blue and have them flash and everybody.
That actually is an option. Really? You could have flashing, you could have them start from one end of the town to the other.
Oh my gosh,
racing?
Yep, all sorts of things. You can tie in.
This could be way too much fun.
BPM meter. So if there was like a band playing, for example, and you were so. Thought you wanted to do it, you could have them go to the beat of the music.
Like during Derby Day's parade or something?
I guess. I don't, I mean, yeah.
We've been talking, but it might end up talking. It's like, following my talking.
Let's make this happen. It's a party in Yamhill.
I don't know why not.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes, and we're all pooping out, huh? All right. Anything else from council?
Good night, Ken.
Good night, Ken.
I have something.
Yes, sir.
For our meet and greets, I think we might need to rethink the advertising strategy.
Oh, come on, Tim.
I was gonna say it was nice to like be able to chat with Kay and Chief and everyone in like a less formal setting for once.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the rest of the community goes,
non-existent.
No, I agree, Tim. We did not do a very good job preempting that particular event, but we already have a plan in place for being better about getting
We've
the information
out there. 11 so, more tries.
You got 11 more tries.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next month, March, I'm sure will be a much better.
Okay.
But... I did.
You wish.
No, but however, next month, if you feel that it still needs to be better addressed, please let me know, and we'll fire Pam. Kidding. Anything else, Councillor Askey? All right. With that, we're finished with the department reports, to-dos, town halls. We are working on that. First Friday is the next one is March 3rd, 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. It will be myself and Councilor Corrigan at City Hall. So we will be here for that. The next City Council meeting is March 8th at 7 p.m. Planning Commission is February 15th at 7 p.m. The city is closed for President's Day on February 20th. And the next Water Advisory Committee meeting is February 28th at 3 p.m. And that is the conclusion.
I forgot about the city county dinner. Could you want to bring out the council or you want to?
Will you email them a copy of that flyer? Is that the one on?
What city's hosting, sure.
Newburg is hosting at the Cultural Center.
Oh,
and
they're
going all out. Yeah, they're going all out. Newburg has the money, apparently. So it would be a good one to attend. I will be out of the state at that time, so I won't be able to attend it. So if somebody else wanted to attend on our behalf, that would be excellent. That would be great. The 23rd?
The 23rd. Thursday, the 23rd. February 6th, meeting, like an opening, and then 7 p.m. dinner and the speakers. You've got Martha Bennett, Lake Oswego City Manager, Eric Bill, Ross Hacker, and other representatives as time allows.
Cool. Now, Saraski, Chief asked you to check your phone.
I'm looking at it.
Did you get a message from me?
Is that from you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I must have a different number for you that I've been texting. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Anything else for council? Staff? May I get a motion?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second.
We are adjourned.
Yay.